The Highland County Board of Supervisors held its February meeting on Tuesday night. The board heard a presentation from George Hogshead, chairman of the Economic Development Authority. He requested an additional $2,500 for incentive grants this year. He said there were 9 applicants for the incentive grants, which is a record number. The EDA reviewed applications and scored them according to set criteria. Hogshead said 3 applications scored virtually identically, with a 4th application just slightly behind the top 3. The top 3 applications requested $5,000 each, and the 4th application requested $2,500. Hogshead also said the 4th application meets one of the critical needs that came out of the recent RCDI survey. The county budget includes $15,000 annually for the EDA to award for incentive grants. Hogshead said the applicants have specific items to purchase, and if the EDA reduced the amounts of the grants from what the applicants requested, the applicants would not be able to achieve what they planned. Hogshead said if the supervisors can't provide the additional $2,500, then the EDA would only award the top 3 applicants $5,000 each. Board Chair John Moyers Jr. asked how money spent on increased grant funding would come back to the county. Hogshead said supporting the businesses brings more employment opportunities, increases revenue, and promotes Highland County since businesses sell products regionally and statewide. He also said some of the grant money goes for physical renovation to property, so that results in higher property values. Supervisor David Blanchard asked County Administrator Roberta Lambert where the additional $2,500 might come from. She said there is a funding program available from the Department of the Treasury that is a potential source, but she needs more time for research to be sure this use of the money would meet guidelines. The board tabled action on the EDA's request until its work session on February 16th. George Hogshead also told the board that the EDA's proposed budget for next year will include a request for $20,000 for incentive grants, since interest is increasing in the grants. He said there were 2 applications in 2020, 6 in 2021, and 9 in 2022. To hear more from the Highland County Board of Supervisors February meeting, stay tuned to Allegheny Mountain Radio. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Bonnie Ralston.